Test your English.
Back to, what's the name of this show, Nacho?
Post-pandemic test your English.
There you have it. That's it. Post-pandemic test your English. Test your English. No, I was going to say
something. New age.
New age. Know. New age is much better.
Yeah.
I like that. What does new age mean?
Nueva era.
It means something specific in English.
I see.
I don't know in Spanish if nueva era has the same idea. New age. Se refiere a la era astrológica de Acuario. Okay, I don't know why it's coming up in Spanish. I didn't ask for it in Spanish. New Age definition. Hold on. Why is everything in Spanish on this computer?
I changed it.
Oh my God, I cannot find English. Okay, New Age here in English. Phew, is used to describe spiritual or non-scientific activities such as meditation, astrology, and alternative medicine. Or people who are connected with such activities. So if we're test your English new age, we've got to start like teaching yoga and stuff. No. I think we need to rethink the title.
But, you know, I have no idea.
Yeah, but
maybe you have to listen to The Hour to Empower.
Very good. That's a new age show. Indeed. Yeah. What happens on The Hour to Empower, Nacho?
Hour to Empower, I have to say that is one of my favorite shows in Bonn.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I love it. It's como se dice? Hosted by Jessica hosted. Cruz.
Perfect.
She's awesome. And she knows a lot. When I say a lot, it's like
basically everything.
Everything about coaching, how to feel better with your life.
And mindfulness and
mindfulness
everything.
Mindfulness.
Brilliant.
Really, como se dice? The moda.
Yeah, it's really, well,
cutting
fashionable.
Edge. No.
Cutting
no,
edge. Yeah, I mean, it's big,
in
we
fashion.
Can say.
It's in fashion. It's in fashion.
It's really hot right now. It's really big. So yes, listen to The Hour to Empower.
Yeah.
Which is at 4, when's it on? 4 o'clock?
4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every single day.
Brilliant. And it's really worth a listen because she'll give you loads of tips and ways just, we need this. Society needs this a lot right now.
Yeah, and I was recording it's pre-recorded, and I recorded like 5, and every single word she said, I'm doing, and she said, she's talking to me. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'm doing this wrongly.
wrong, I'm doing this wrong. Brilliant. Well, there you go. Top tip of the day.
Yeah.
You know where to be at 4 o'clock today. And yes, Juanma, he says, are you here again? Live?
Yeah.
Yes. We're really here and we're so, so glad to be back. I got very emotional yesterday.
Es que fue un
on the way home.
Gran día, eh?
I can't remember what the topic was. It was a boring topic, but
the topic was Por un momento se me había olvidado.
How could you forget the best topic ever?
Yeah, me.
Nachos. Nothing can beat that. But yeah, I was just on the way home, just like, oh, that was really nice. So thank you all for making the vuelta, the return, so comfortable, so enjoyable. I should probably say thanks to Nacho, but.
No, it's not his birthday anymore.
Why would I be nice to him if it's not his birthday anymore?
The way I received yesterday a message from Carolina. She said that we know her.
We love her.
Yeah. And she said that she listens to us every day.
Oh.
So, hi, Carolina.
Carolina. Hi. Did Javi and Eva? No. Javi and
Laura.
Laura?
We're excited about the shout out.
Not that excited.
No, 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 no. Super excited.
Oh, they were excited.
Luego te pongo lo que me mandaron por WhatsApp.
If you want a shout out, if you want to give anyone a shout out, we're shout out fans here.
Claro.
We'll shout it out. So just send us a tweet at I'm Jimena H. We're not good at meditation. We're not good at new age astrological, you know, life affirming tips, but we are really good at shout outs.
Yeah. And stupid things and
stupid things
and fun facts
and pointless. Oh, and what did you just say?
And fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
Fun facts.
Can you guess who that funky voice behind that fun fact jingle was?
No idea.
No, me neither.
No.
Fire. I didn't like it.
Better than yesterday's Rafaga, no? The history. ¿Cómo era?
Well, I have to say I really liked it. It fitted the mood, the dramatic mood for the return. But it's true that.
Fun facts.
And it was quite a lot of historical information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fine. Yeah. We'll stick to fun facts. We've got short attention spans.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't handle a lot. So, what we don't know yet, and we've been speaking for 6 minutes, is what today's topic is.
No idea.
You don't know either.
No idea.
You sent me
the...
You sent your plan. Day two, there's still a plan. Mm-hmm. By day four, there won't be a plan, but day two, there's still a plan, and Nacho doesn't even read the plan.
I have to say no.
Because what do you mean no?
Why would you ask me?
Okay, tell me to ask you why.
Tell me to ask me why I haven't read the plan.
Nacho, why have you not read the plan?
Okay, I'm glad you asked.
Asked. Thank you.
I love pronouncing asked.
Like, you do it really well now.
Because it wouldn't be natural for me to answer, you know? If you ask to me, how do you pronounce it?
I know,
you've already written... test or natural, no.
Good
and
boy!
Be
you
fake.
Didn't read the cheat sheet.
Claro. Solo veo lo de la canción para bajarla y eso sí.
Okay, well, yeah. I hadn't thought this through. You're right. I'm basically giving you the answers by sending you the plan. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm not going to make a special plan where I take out... No, that's too much work. But you could have at least read the title of the email. I mean, that wouldn't have been crazy.
Yeah, no.
Where the theme was.
Lo he leído.
¿Sabes ya?
Sí, por la canción también.
Oh, really?
It can be or Walls or Oasis. I don't know what's the topic.
Well,
Wonder Walls.
It's
only,
not
only.
A program about walls. We'll save that for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Many good walls in the world.
Ooh, a lot.
Could be... Actually, forget Oasis. Ooh. Let's go for walls. You've got brick walls. You've got corrugated iron walls.
Sí.
You've got...
Pladur.
Wooden walls?
Pladur. You say that?
Pladur. No, what's that?
Pladur is the el material del que están hechos todas las casas ahora, pladur.
I don't know this.
It used to be fabric. No, fabric no, perdón, bricks.
And it was
they changed it for pladur. Like
P-R-A-D-O-R.
Pladur.
Ah, con L. Pladur.
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 Is the brand.
Plasterboard.
Vale. Plasterboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would you look at that? Plasterboard walls. Are you telling me my walls aren't brick?
Well, maybe, I don't know. How much did it cost? How much did your house cost?
How much does a brick wall cost?
More than 500 million?
I'm not telling you on the radio how much my house cost.
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't have a house, Nacho?
Eh?
What if I don't have a house?
You have a house.
Okay.
I know it.
All right. Yeah, well. But I can't, from that information, I don't know if my walls are made of plasterboard or brick. Because what if they just put plasterboard and then charge loads? Or what if they put brick just because they like brick more?
Let's put it this way. If you bought it, the house is like from 2000 until now? ¿Sería así? ¿No? ¿Desde 2000 hasta ahora?
Yeah.
Si fue fabricada en esa época, es pladur.
If it was made between 2000 and 2021. Okay, my walls are plasterboard, yeah. Plus, I can hear everything the neighbors say, so I assume that it's plasterboard. What a shame.
Yeah.
How do they stand up? Like, how? When you put in an IKEA cabinet, do the walls not collapse? This is something that I still look at the IKEA bathroom cabinet that we put in.
Yeah.
And the weight of it, and just thinking, this can't.
Someday it will collapse.
It's going to collapse on top of me. Exactly. And sometimes I still look at it and I'm like, but it seems to be there. Okay. Anyone, any sort of architects or technical wall assemblers out there that can comfort us that actually walls are stronger than we think? Because I'm not sure.
They're wonder. No, they're
wonder. They're wonderful walls. So, if it's not about walls, this show.
No.
What's it about, Nacho?
Oasis.
Oasis. Yes, indeed. Now, this is when the listeners are like, who's Oasis? No, right? Oasis got to Spain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Because
it was
in England,
like a competition against Oasis and Blur.
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 Nice. Good.
No, it's a blur, eh?
No, it's such a very good, good. What does blur mean? It's a blur.
Como borroso.
Very good. Yes. When you say, no, I can't remember anything. It's a blur. It means it's eso.
Está borroso.
Yeah. And if, as a verb, to blur, nublarse, hacerse borroso. So there you go. It was Oasis versus Blur back in the 90s. And it was huge, especially in the UK. I mean, you couldn't like anyone else. There I was, the only one liking Boyzone in the corner. All my friends looking at me like, sort yourself out.
I used to listen to one song from Boyzone.
Boyzone. There will be an episode on Boyzone. Don't worry.
No,
show. To enlighten the world. You've missed out so much. I mean, there you are trying to be cool with your indie Britpop. No.
Boyzone
was the Irish ballads. They were the dream.
¿Cómo era? No me acuerdo. Cántame un poco.
A Boyzone?
Sí. Es que yo me acuerdo de una,
There's thousands. What?
Well, thousands.
There's millions. Boyzone hits. Okay, hold on. No matter what they tell. I'm not really... I haven't sung for you. No, I can't
sing. Bueno, da igual. Vamos
a poner Oasis. Hold on. Got a picture of you in my mind. No?
Puede ser esa, puede ser.
Love me for a reason. Let the reason be love, oh baby, don't love me.
Eres fan.
What do you mean fan? I was the
fan.
No one else liked them.
It was me.
Together. It's better by far. We had a routine in my house where we're juggling balls. Each one, I was the boss, and my brother and sister, they all had to juggle, and I sang like together, and then they like moved around with the juggling balls, and it was epic. It was incredible. Did you not?
The boys on the back.
Yeah, boys in the background. Like the starring vocals, and then my brother and sister like juggling. With the juggling ball in the back doing this weird dancing. Incredible.
I guess that scene. No sé, sería mejor que los propios Boyzone, ¿no?
Yeah, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, incoming tweet from Chris Barrol. Happy Thursday, Jimena and Nacho. I was looking forward to listening to you again. Yes, looking forward to hearing from you again. I've been smiling since I woke up this morning, thinking about yesterday's show. Wow. I absolutely agree with Nacho. That is an amazing show. And Jess. Oh, sorry. The Hour to Empower, not that. THETE. The Hour to Empower is an amazing show. And yes, is a great coach. Well, there you go. If you're missing out on that, you're missing out on a lot. So don't miss out on it.
Tune
in.
We are not vendiendo la moto. We are not.
No.
Se dice eso.
Like selling the motorbike.
Estamos engañando a la gente. No. I really mean it when I say she's.
Just say it. Just say the best. Awesome. Go on, just say it.
No, I know you are the best. But maybe she's the
second day back.
Second place.
I like that. I'm not selling the motorbike.
Selling the motorbike.
How do we sell the motorbike in English?
Maybe our listeners can tell
us. How do we sell the motorbike in English? Vender la moto a alguien, no? So it's definitely not.
Not vender, it's vender.
Vender la moto. Here it goes. Not so good. No, I much prefer the Spanish version. To pull the wool over someone's eyes. But that means más engañar. Like, Whereas I imagine sell the motto is like a selling. It's good for when you're trying to sell. Whereas pull the wool over your eyes is not always about selling. It's about just engañar, like in una pareja or donde sea. They're putting the wool over my eyes and not telling me the truth. But it's not, I don't think it's quite the same. Anyway, I'm not going to pull the wool over your eyes. I'm going to talk to you about fun facts to do with Oasis. Why? Because today's program is about Oasis. We had to change. We couldn't do nachos forever. Could we?
No.
We did relish. We did refried beans. I think we really covered everything.
Yeah, no mucho más.
No, no. Maybe there was. Maybe we can come back to it one day.
No, y no hace nada y todo esto.
No, it's finished. No, it's finished. Más. Okay. Got to move on then. Sí. Yeah. So, first fun fact. Oasis got their name from a poster hanging in the Gallagher's bedroom.
Ooh.
Do you know what it said?
No.
So it was a poster for a British group called In Spiral Carpets. That is a terrible name for a group.
Moquetas Inspiradoras.
But no, not even Inspiradoras. Inspiring Carpets would be probably a good name for a band. In Spiral, it's not. It doesn't even make sense. A spiral is like
sí, moquetas, yeah, como imagino que sería como un círculo en espiral, o sea, como un dibujo en espiral, ¿no?
Yeah, but we don't even have the word in spiral in English. Maybe it makes more sense in Spanish, but it's not like it's one word, in spiral.
Vale, pensaba que era in
no.
Ah, okay.
No. That's better. Mm-hmm. And this is a mistake in the article and they wanted to put a space, but anyway, that was the poster on the wall, and among the venues listed was the Oasis Leisure Centre. Where's that, do you think? I feel like I've been to the Oasis Leisure Centre. In Swindon? No, I haven't been there. Looks good, though. Oasis Leisure Centre. And that's how they came up with it. See, they could have thought it through a bit more, not just looked at the first word on their bedroom wall, right?
No.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, so, next fun fact. So who are the... Hold on. Tell me, first of all, what you know about Oasis. Who are the band members?
The band. Noel Gallagher.
Very good.
And Liam Gallagher, I think.
Very good. And they are?
Brothers.
Excellent. And they love each other, don't they?
Yeah, they get along.
Really well. So we'll go into that later in the second half of the program. The absolute...
The gossip.
It's a mess. But the fun facts are that they were sued for ripping off a Coca-Cola jingle. Look at that. Did you know that?
Ripping off is like... copiando, plagiando.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you rip something off, you pretend it's yours. Exactly. So it sounded... the song Shaker Maker sounds a lot like I'd like to teach the world to sing. I'm going to stop singing because I've really forgotten how to sing, plus my sore throat, but yeah, I can't stop. So that was... It was a jingle... Words coming up constantly.
Yeah.
Rafaga, jingle, uh-huh. Everywhere. It was a jingle for Coca-Cola. So the band actually had to pay damages to Coca-Cola. That's what you get if you copy. Not okay.
And that's the reason why they have that face. The angry face the whole time.
Well, exactly, because it's not just them that they got sued by. They also got sued by, this is really random, they were sued for ripping off a member of a Beatles parody band. So,
hombre, les demandaba todo el mundo.
Exactly. Es que
al total de las parodias de los Beatles.
Exactly. So their 1994 song Whatever apparently sounds like How Sweet to Be an Idiot, which appeared on a solo album by this guy who was in the Fab Four parody group, The Rootles. So those people didn't get demandado. They didn't get sued for being The Rootles instead of the Beatles. And in fact, they won a case against Oasis, who ripped them off. Incredible!
Wow, es que una locura. ¿Cómo puedes plagiar a unos que están parodiando?
Sí. Y se puede ganar. So there you go. Demandar to sue. Maybe if you want some extra cash, just sue Oasis.
Nah. In Spain, it's not that common to sue.
Really? No, in England, I didn't imagine it was.
Because you have to wait for 10 years. To the resolution.
Exactly. So it's not worth it.
No.
Not worth it at all. So there you go. And, well, there are other fun facts, but we've got to move on, yeah, don't we, Nacho?
That's me.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Test our Nacho.
Ami.
I mean, after yesterday's performance, where he got, what was it, out of six or seven?
No, three. Test our Nacho jingles.
No. Ah, de, I mean, de, your score. Your score.
Ah, sí, sí. No, no, presta atención, eh.
Well, I made it really simple today. Like, four word sentences.
I'm going to nail it.
Okay. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm already nailing it.
You are already nailed. Just with that, you're already nailed. Bonus point. There you are. Have it. Nacho.
To me.
How did Oasis get its name?
From a poster on his wall.
Poster?
A poster? No? Poster?
Poster.
Poster.
Thank you.
On their wall, on their bedroom.
On their wall. Bedroom wall. Okay.
By a group called...
For a group. It's a poster for.
For a group. A poster for a group.
Yeah.
For a group.
No, sorry. A poster of a group.
Of a group.
Of a group.
Named In Spiral Carpet.
Very good. But why did the word Oasis come?
Because it... appeared in like in the
a
venues they
as,
were going to play. Oasis
Leisure Centre. Leisure. Mm-hmm. Leisure is a good word. Pronounce it correctly. Go for it.
Leisure,
no. Leisure.
Ya estamos. No, lo he oído igual que lo que yo he dicho.
It's not even the pronunciation section.
Leisure.
Leisure. More vibrations.
Leisure.
Teeth together.
Leisure. No, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
No.
Oasis Leisure Centre.
No, I don't know.
Have the band ever been sued?
Of course. Every single day.
Every single day by absolutely anyone. Name me a few people.
But they were sued. Sued?
Yep.
By Coca-Cola.
Very good. And?
By the Beatles parody, I don't know the name of the group.
The Beatles parody band Rutles.
Rutles.
The Beatles? Maybe it's the Ruttles.
Ruttles.
R-U-T-L-E. Bueno. Very good. You got the two questions correct. Well done. That's it. Two questions, 100%.
Ya está. Perfecto.
I had to keep it simple. I was really worried about you yesterday.
Puedes hacerme alguna más mañana.
¿Sí? ¿You sure?
Sí, mañana.
Okay, well, it's good to know. Okay, I'll give you a bonus one now.
Okay.
How would you describe the brothers' relationship?
Tough. I don't know.
You could use the word rocky. Rocky. It's a very rocky relationship, that relationship between Noel and Liam.
Tumultuous or what, you know?
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous.
Oh my goodness, brilliant. Go Nacho. Yeah. A tumultuous relationship indeed. So, there you go. Brief introduction to Oasis, one of the greatest bands of the 90s, well, ever maybe. Thinks time to listen to some songs, right?
Yeah, claro. Pero ya, las songs.
Yeah.
Oh, pues
venga. Oh, yeah. I know. This is the only reason we put on a show dedicated to Oasis, so we could just sing Wonderwall, right, Nacho?
Lo único que sabemos de Oasis.
No!
Son gente turbia y
no, I'm
going
to prove
Wonderwall.
It to you. Okay, listeners, that's a challenge. Nacho thinks you only know Wonderwall. But you know more, right? Go on, write to me in the second half of the show. We will listen to another one that's not just Wonderwall. Venga, Chechu, venga, Fran, venga, people. Tell us the Oasis song you want to listen to and we will dissect the lyrics and all that. But, yeah, we've got to start with the best one, which is this one. Are you going to sing that, George, just me?
Me da tiempo a buscar las lyrics.
It's in the plan.
Si es que tiene,
know.
Claro. ¿Tiene lyrics?
It's in the plan! fun.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Really?
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, we have to talk about the results.
Okay,
yeah.
Claro.
Yeah. Well, just leave the song on.
Claro.
During the break. Forget Publi, forget adverts. Just Oasis. What? Genuinely, that song fills me with, like, happiness and many, many emotions.
Mola mucho.
It's beautiful. Anyway, we'll be back after the break looking at more theme things, all things Oasis. See you then.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Here it's really us, and we were listening to, I'd say, one of my top five songs in the world. Doesn't no, no, not
top,
getting
top
in your
five
top five.
Of, no, I was thinking top five of every single person in the world.
Oh, of every, yeah, fine.
No, es muy buena la canción.
But it's funny, actually. I read that one of the brothers, one, they're both a little bit pesado, ¿verdad? Like a little bit
sí,
arrogant.
No, no parece muy majo ninguno.
No, like they just do not seem like very nice people, but they write really good songs. They were like saying in an interview that they were really annoyed that qué, Wonderwall was so popular because it was like a ballad. It, you know, it wasn't really like rock. And so they were like, it's the only song that anyone knows of ours. And it's really annoying that that's the one that's the, it's like, es yeah, que, but it's a brilliant song and everyone no, likes it. So shut up.
No están contentos con nada.
No.
Da igual.
Even though the whole world loves it and, you know, puts it on in their homage, their honor, they'll still find something to complain about. Yeah, totally. Anyway, so we're going to delve into the sordid.
Delve.
Well, and sordid. A ver, two
todo,
top words todo there. Wonderwall. Top. Delve. ¿Qué es delve?
No sé.
¿Emersar? No, no.
No, ya sé. Ya.
Like,
vamos a sumergirnos, ¿no? Meternos.
Yeah,
en,
dip in.
Sí.
Yeah. To delve. Delve means eso, like explore. Escarbar, it says here.
Escarbar.
Urgar?
Urgar. Eso.
Wow, really?
Urgar. Vale.
We're going to delve into the sordid world of that sibling relationship. What's a sibling?
Hermanos.
Exactly. Doesn't general, matter if it's boys, medico, girls, exactly. Sibling. Because it is pretty sordid. If I had a relationship like that with my brother or sister, and especially if the whole world knew about it. I'd be pretty traumatized. So yes, let's, though, hold on. I've lost the lyrics. Where, what were the lyrics? Today is going to be the day.
Hoy va a ser el día.
That they're going to, actually, you know what?
Oh, what? Que no lo hacemos, ¿no?
No,
tan
do you
famosa
know why? Because yeah, Noel himself, again, said that the song didn't really make any sense.
Anda.
So I'm not going to now start translating all the lyrics for then us not to even know what the song about. He said, it's a song about an imaginary friend who's going to come and save you from yourself.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sí, esa cabeza no, no estaba muy bien, ¿eh?
I think they did a lot of drugs,
sí,
to be fair.
A lot.
Yeah, exactly. And Kublai Khan, brilliant. He says, good afternoon to both of you. What a great show. Oh, what a great tweet. Would you mind dissecting, oh, great verb, it's just ooh, greatness everywhere, Oasis's magic pie for us? Thank you. Kublai Khan, okay, as you are so nicely. Of course we will. Oh, and Chris Farage has got some really good ones here.
Your wish is our command.
Exactly. Your wish is our command.
¿Te has quedado con esto?
But look,
no te parece que te haya sorprendido mucho.
No, is that?
Yo me he esforzado mucho en decirla.
And I just accepted it. Yeah, anyway. Your wish is my command. Did you hear Nacho? Give him a round of applause. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Chris Farrell says, another good Oasis song could be Don't Look Back in Anger.
Ah.
Classic.
Sí, classic.
And Whatever. Oh, what's Whatever? I don't remember that one.
Whatever.
Cualquier cosa.
No sé. Nos tenemos que centrar. No puedo descargarme toda la discografía.
Okay, just Magic Pie and Don't Look Back in Anger. And then at home,
venga,
as our homework,
eso,
we'll listen to Whatever. And she says, and believe me, T-Y-E-R. E, which now I know what it means, it's test your English, ooh, is really good for our health. Health. It's not good for my speaking voice. I can't forget how to pronounce. It's really good for our health. We love you guys. We love you guys. Christopher Roll, Kublai Khan. Thank you for your tweets. So, Wonderwall, great song. Doesn't make much sense, but it's fine because it's good for the pronunciation of words like wall. Say it, Nacho.
Wall.
Wonder.
Wonder.
Oh, you're very good at that W.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Winding.
Winding.
Because it says all the roads we have to walk.
Walk.
Are winding.
Winding.
What does that mean? All the roads we have to walk are winding.
Todas las paredes. ¿Cómo es? All the walls.
Road is pared, ahora.
No, no. Road. Ah, vale. Queda que era wall. Lo que había dicho. No, todas las carreteras que tenemos que andar.
Are winding.
Winding. Son sinuosas.
You know, this is actually... con muchas curvas, exactly. And this is a sort of, what's the word? Homage to the Beatles. Remember the long and winding road?
No.
No? Long and winding road brings me back.
A pesar de...
to that awful thing.
No, no. Me ha sonado algo,
To your door. Okay, I haven't got George Harrison or McCartney's voice, but something like that. No?
Sí, muy bien.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I was drinking water.
Goodness me. So there you go, long and winding road. If you can pronounce that W, then well done. And give yourselves a pat on the back, listeners. Just like Nacho. Winding, wall, walk, wonder, word. It says word in there, I promise. When does it say word? Backbeat, the word is on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. ¿Pero qué significa? No lo sé. I was looking for the meaning.
No.
But most places just said, no, doesn't make any sense. So there you go. Wonderwall, classic. But don't look back in anger. Possibly even better, or not?
No sé, podemos escucharla.
No, no. First we have to delve into the sordid world of the sibling rivalry, of the sibling relationship, via the jingle of Record Breakers.
Vale.
Record Breakers.
So, yeah, the second day of this section, and I'm already kind of sabotaging it by saying we're not going to look at real records or breaking records. We're just going to look at the fact that these guys who were so big and such famous people had perhaps the most, as a superlative there, rocky relationship of any famous brothers, right?
So, could be tenuous.
Yeah, it should have been a tenuous link.
Or record breakers or not.
Exactly. Are they going to break a record or not? But in my opinion, they break the record for having the rockiest relationship. Do you agree?
Of course.
Well, there you go. So, well,
Cain y Abel y los Gallagher.
Who?
Cain y Abel. You know the Bible?
Oh, Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel. Cain y Abel.
Cain y Abel?
Claro.
Cain and Abel. Oh, look, this is brilliant. Kublai Khan says, Khan, here's an example of Liam's unassuming character. That's it. That sums him up perfectly. Unassuming character. We'll be as big as the Beatles, if not bigger. Yeah.
Oh,
it sums him up. Sums him up perfectly.
Oh,
mas, claro. So these charming brothers. So in 1994, during an LA concert, okay, Liam changes the words of Live Forever to talk about his brother's nose picking.
Oof.
Yeah, very mature. Yeah. What's nose picking?
Sacarte
de
mocos.
Yeah, eso. He also hits Noel over the head with a tambourine and insults the American crowd. And so Noel briefly leaves the band. This is the first of many of these. They constantly do this. But rejoins them later that tour. Okay, so this is the beginning of a recurring theme. What's a recurring theme?
un tema recurrente.
Exactly. So they're just constantly doing this. I don't know how much we can go into the level of the fights, because again, in 1994, in a legendary interview, Noel and Liam spend the entire conversation sniping at each other. Now, what does to snipe at mean?
I don't know.
It means like, like taking little attacks, you know, like attacking, being, yeah, just really irritating towards each other. So they spend the entire conversation sniping at each other. And most of the conversation is a fight over whether rock and roll is about the music or about living a wild, genuine, spontaneous life. Okay, fine. And then they just start insulting each other with various expletives here in the interview. And then they say that they hate each other, and yeah, and that's that. And it goes into an article. Beautiful, no?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Beautiful relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's another incident in 1995 where Noel this time hits Liam over the head with a cricket bat. Instead of a tambourine, remember Liam had the tambourine? So now this time it's a cricket bat.
Muy bien.
Which got sold. Obviously, you've got the cricket bat that got hit over the head. It says here, though, the brothers hugged it out, though. Now, that's a very good phrasal verb.
Hugged it out?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, then wait for the phrasal verb section.
If
you don't know, just retain that in your mind for a bit.
Hug is abrazar o abrazo.
Yeah, no? Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good. And then 1996... Liam, who barely attended rehearsals, so he didn't go very, you know, when he could be bothered, yeah. And claims he has a sore throat and backs out of the show. Another phrasal verb. What's to back out?
Back out es como largarse.
Yeah, sí, like to back out, to go back atrás. On your word. You said you would do something.
Ah, retractarse. Maybe.
Exactly, but if you back out, you change your mind and you say, nah, I'm not doing it. So Noel sings instead. And during the performance, so this is on MTV Unplugged, Liam heckles his brother about his singing while drinking champagne in the balcony. So really nice. Imagine. I'm not doing it, and then I'm just going to spend the entire time shouting from a balcony at the brother that's singing. So, so mature. And Noel, of course, tries to come back on later. No, Liam tries to come back on stage later when he's calmed down, and Noel tells him to piss off. Good phrase of it?
Piss off. Sí, like despotricar, ¿no? Como insultar.
No, to piss off is que te largas. Te
vayas. Ah, no, te vayas. No, pensaba que... No, no.
Well, it can annoy people. To piss someone off...
Es enfadar a alguien, ¿no?
Es enfadar a alguien. But to say, if I just say, no, piss off, it means que te largas. It's very rude. Okay? So basically, yeah, he didn't appreciate that. Yolanda says sniping. Picando el uno al otro. So there you go. Is what Liam and Noel seem to spend their entire life doing. Sniping at each other. And then, yeah, then this happens again. And in 2000, Noel splits his brother's lip open. Because Liam decides to question the legitimacy of Noel's child. Now, ¿qué estoy diciendo aquí?
Le cuestionó, o sea, ponía en duda la... Que su hijo fuera suyo.
Exactly. Oh. As you do to your brother and sister. Yeah, great idea.
And to your own nephew.
As your own niece or nephew. Exactly. No, it's tuyo. No, or I don't know who he was saying. Really nice. And then, but they keep doing it. And then they got reported to police because Liam kicked a police officer in the chest. And then he lost some teeth. That was in 2002. And Noel replied by saying, all I'm bothered about is that he can still sing. Okay. Fine.
I'm trying to imagine
their childhood.
Their parents, like, seeing all of this.
Exactly. Played out in things. The media, in the news. Exactly.
Ahí van otra vez.
I saw in an interview that one of them said that it's because one of them, again, don't know which one, pissed. Sorry to keep saying the word pissed. Weed. Let's go for weed. When he came back home, but like, I think probably, well, they were very young. Weed on the other one's stereo. And that was the beginning of the sibling rivalry.
Ahí empezó todo.
Yeah, apparently. Ooh. Apparently.
Hombre, que eso no se hace. Bueno, igual,
eso no se
igual
hace.
Lo han
It's
llevado
true.
Muy lejos, pero bueno.
Yeah.
They take it so far.
And then Noel said about Liam, he's rude, arrogant, intimidating, and lazy. He's the angriest man you'll ever meet. He's like a man with a fork in a world of soup. Oh.
Qué metáfora,
I bet,
qué bonito.
You know what? I bet our twin partner Jessica would have the solution for this problem.
Well, she's good.
Do you think she could fix this? Let's get them on the show. I think we need it. Noel, Liam, if you're listening, we know you're listening. It's time for a truce, right? Like,
claro.
This needs to stop. Your brothers.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Blood before... What is it? Everything. Enough is enough. Come on to... Well, we can have you on here as well. We'd be delighted to have you on Test Your English. But then we recommend you go for a therapy session on Our Twin Power.
Yeah.
And I think this could have been very different if they'd had a bit of therapy before. Personally, this is a mess. It's a mess. So, what are we going to do now, Nacho?
Explain to me what hack.
And what do we need for that?
Pues
we
need una rafaguita.
Get up, turn down, pick up, pass away.
Phrasal verb time.
No! Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Sí.
You're not going to librarse if, because we're talking about Liam and Noel. No, pick up your pens. There's a phrasal verb. Jot down these phrasal verbs.
Oh, anotar.
Oh, yeah. The first one is to fall out. What does it mean? ¿En serio?
Fall out.
What? The simplest one. What have we been talking about the whole show?
Walls, no? No?
Nope. You're right.
Oasis.
Fallout means...
No, fallout, pues no sé caerse, me imagino, no sé.
Oh, my God.
No, fallout, ¿qué es? Es que se me ha olvidado.
Jolín, if you fall out, it means you ya no se llevan bien. We had an argument.
Ah.
Hemos discutido. We've fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I thought this
was...
I wasn't even going to teach that one.
No,
I
es
that
que
was...
me quedaba en la de hug esa y...
That's all you want to know. Okay. So fallout is what happens when you...
Discutir.
Have a fight with somebody. Exactly. We've fallen out. It's a very sad phrasal verb. Okay. Mm. Obviously, the Gallagher brothers have fallen out hundreds, if not thousands of times in their life.
Like their natural state.
Exactly. Right. Constantly fighting. So you can say also a good phrasal verb when we're talking about starting a fight. You can say he's kicking off again. Do you know what that means?
Like
to kick off.
Empezar.
Yeah, to get angry. Well, kick off is empezar like a partido de football. But if someone starts to kick off about something, for example, it's that they're starting to get really angry, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's kicking off again about sinking a Rolls Royce in a swimming pool. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever that you rich and famous people kick off about, okay? You can kick off a fight, okay? So, good phrasal verb. Do you like to get along?
Of course, that's what they don't do.
Exactly. So we like it, but it doesn't happen here. They do not get along very often.
No.
I don't know how they've written so many albums.
No.
It's crazy. So no, they don't get along. Or in America, to get...
on.
Gosh, he remembers!
Because I'm American.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's like, yeah. Why are we talking about Britpop?
So get along no me sonaba mucho, pero get on.
Get on.
Eso.
So they don't get along, they don't get on, they fall out a lot. Liam sounds like the one that's always kicking off and having fights, in my opinion. Don't you think? Oh,
no sé. It's like, in Spain we have Andy Lucas. Nobody knows who's Andy and who is Lucas.
Nobody knows
who is Noel and who is Liam, I don't know.
I love it. So, once we saw that they did hug it out.
It's like reconciliarse or algo así.
Eso, pero a través de un abrazo.
Un abrazo.
So you're like, nah, come on, let's not fall out. Let's get along. Let's hug it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give a big hug to the person that you've had a fight with.
I'm going to explain to you a Spanish sentence.
Okay.
Pelillos a la mar.
Oh, that's nice.
They had it out.
They hugged it.
Hugged it out. Hugged it out. And then, pelillos a la mar. Like, bah. Ya no hay problema.
Ya no hay problema. Pelillos? Like,
pelillos a la
little
mar,
hairs
like,
to the sea.
Problem solved.
Love it.
Bah.
Pero pelillos de pelo.
Pelillos, sí. Pelillos a la mar is like,
Throw your hair to the wind. So they hugged it out once. Don't know how long it lasted. Classic phrase where we've already mentioned, but just got to keep mentioning it. To piss off. To molestar. Pero fuerte. To piss off is a bit fuerte. Okay, so be careful with it. Kublai Khan says, doesn't to fall out also mean to leave ranks? To fall out of favor, for example. You can fall out of favor. And that means that, yeah, if you fall out of favor with your boss, you probably get demoted or even fired. But to fall out by itself, I can't imagine it just meaning leave ranks, no?
No, en América por lo menos no lo decimos.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, we'll see. And Yolanda says it's also something that happened at Chernobyl, but I guess that was for something else we were talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know now. So there you go. Five great phrasal verbs, but we had a mission. And it was to dissect magic pie. Have you got it there, Nacho?
Claro.
Venga, let's listen.
Bueno, ¿qué empieza? No sé. Magic.
You doubted? This is going to be harder to dissect than I thought. Because, like what happens with Wonderwall, I understand the sentences, but then when you put them together,
no.
Didn't make no sense. An extraordinary guy, venga.
Un chico, un tipo extraordinario.
Can have an ordinary day. Can never have an ordinary day, sorry.
Nunca puede tener un día ordinario, normal.
He might live a long goodbye.
Podría vivir un largo adiós.
There's our first stumbling block.
Sí,
no idea what a largo adiós is. But that is not for me to say. Pero no voy a opinar. Pero eso no es mi lugar. Para comentar sobre eso. Okay. I dig his friends. Okay, I can help here.
No, I don't know what dig means.
Dig is like que me molan.
Me molan sus amigos.
I dig his shoes.
Me molan sus zapatos.
He is just a child.
Es solo un niño.
With nothing to lose.
Sin nada que perder.
But his mind.
Salvo su mente.
His mind.
Su mente.
Dissect, Nacho. What do you think? What are you hearing here?
Maybe he's talking about himself.
That's
like,
the thing.
Like a child with... Que no tiene nada que perder, ya. O sea, por su mente, es lo único. Ya está el pobre muy mal.
Exactly. We're just going to have
incluso,
to say.
Incluso, I think, que llega tarde.
Yeah. I think he's talking about his brother.
His mind is already gone.
I think he's like insulting his brother.
Yeah,
no?
Seguramente, sí.
That's what it is. There you go, Kublai Khan, there we have it.
Magic pie. No sé, no hemos llegado a lo de magic pie.
That was magic pie.
Because you see me.
Sorry.
Because you see me, I got my magic pie.
because you see me, I got my magic pie. Think of me. Yeah, that was me. I was that passerby. I've been and now I've gone.
Lo único que quiere es rimar, yo creo. Le da igual.
Exactly.
Solo quiere rimar.
They were on drugs. I mean, they just said whatever sounded nice to them. Don't forget to put on Christina's song.
Hombre.
Please, please.
A ver si está por fin.
Venga. I think we're going to understand this one. Simpson, ¿no?
Sí, no mires atrás con rabia, ¿no?
Eso. Por fin we understand an Oasis song.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find.
So I went for an
essay. A better place to play. You said that you'd never be.
Okay.
All the things oh. that you've seen slowly fade away. She said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in.
Go for it. Feel the passion.
Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't never gonna burn my heart out. So
about having no regrets.
Yes.
There you are.
Con Sally, especialmente.
Thank you. This one, Sally. Sally's got no regrets. There you are. We've understood one Oasis song. It's not been easy, but we've done it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We'll be back with more Test Your English tomorrow. And don't go back in anger if you really hate Oasis and, you know, you didn't want to tune in today. Bye!
Bye!
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91 445 5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil.